You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning, listeners. This is Dr. Marvin. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry every Saturday morning here on K-Praise at 8:30. It's a live show about dentistry. It's all about you. All about you and your health. This is Dr. Marvin, a licensed dentist here in California. I am the owner and founder of the Center for Natural Dentistry, which is a whole new approach to dentistry. And if you've listened to our show before, you understand that we deal with the whole person, the whole body, holistic view of dentistry. And it is quite different than most dentistry that you've heard of before. And thank you for tuning in. We are a live call-in show. It's 866-K-PRAISE. That's the number you need to call if you want to call right now. Ask questions, give comments, tell me what you... any questions that you have, any advice that you need regarding your dental and overall health, give me a call right now, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-577-2473. This is a short show. It's only 25 minutes long where we talk about your health and your dental concerns. So if you have a question, don't wait till next week, because next week your tooth could be hurting so bad, or your health can be going to take a turn downhill, and it's going to be more difficult for you to get your questions answered. Let me tell you a little bit what's going on at the Center for Natural Dentistry. A couple weeks ago, I went to speak at a conference about an hour away, and I spoke to over 1,000 people about this type of dentistry. Believe it or not, you are not alone. There are a lot of people out there that just don't see the link or don't understand the connection between oral health and overall health. So much so that when I was speaking, that I could see it in people's eyes that this is the first time they've made that link between teeth health and overall health. Now, what we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry, we really focus and specialize on what we can do to help you get healthy. So if you don't have a goal of being healthy, then you can turn off this radio station right now, because you should. You should have a goal of being as healthy as possible, because you don't want to have any of these debilitating diseases that you hear of all the time. Everyone that is listening to the show knows someone with cancer, knows someone with heart disease or has had a heart attack, knows someone with health issues that is not being resolved. I want you to wake up and understand that your health is under your control. It is not under the control of a doctor. It is not under the control of a healthcare professional that is telling you what to do. I'm going to tell you that medicine is not an exact science. I had an email come to me yesterday, and the person asked, if I do all this dental work, will my chronic fatigue go away? Will my ringing in the ears go away? Will all of my problems go away? And I just stopped. And I thought about this, and I go, is this where we are these days? Is this where we are, where people think that there is going to be one cure for all these problems? I was listening to a CD. It's called, I think it's called Outsmart Your Cancer. It's an alternative health book. There's a lot of books out there, but I was listening to this. A patient actually gave it to me. My patient was able to cure her cancer or be cured from cancer within 4 months using alternative treatments. So she gave me this book, which told me, which gave about 21 different alternative non-toxic treatments that are really inexpensive to help cure her cancer. And I heard all these stories, and I came to realize that the cancer industry, or the industry that of healthcare with cancer, is changing all the rules. For instance, let me give you an example. They say they changed their definition of a cure for cancer because they want to start telling people that they're starting to cure cancer and they're using all this money to cure cancer. They changed the definition for cure of cancer is if you live 5 years after you have been diagnosed that is considered a cure for cancer. So anything you do to keep you living for 5 years is a cure for cancer. They changed that definition, and so that they can get better results. And when they get better results, I can tell you about all the good results. Well, listen up, smell the roses, wake up. You need to know what's really going on. What's really going on is that we need to scrutinize and understand that our healthcare professionals cannot and will not know exactly what's going on with your health. We understand the science, but there's more to science than what meets the eye. You need to do what's best for your health, and that's why we have this show. That's why we do what we do, is because we want you to identify that there are toxins in your body. There are toxins in your mouth. There are toxins being placed in your mouth. There are toxins being placed in your body all the time. And if you don't recognize them and you don't actively take them out, then we've got a problem in our hands. The problem is that you're not being proactive with your health. It is that important. Oral health is so linked to overall health, you wouldn't believe all the problems that we see and all the people that we help. I love giving examples of patients that come in because it just really tells the story of what we do. All of our patients come to see us because they want a proper diagnosis. They want to figure out what's going on. I've had young people. I've had 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds. I get them from all over. I have a 78-year-old patient that I'm working with a full mouth reconstruction to finally open up her bite so that she can able to chew. Her bite closes so far down that it hurts. And she's gone to many, many dentists, even specialists, that they don't even want to touch her because they don't know what to do. I'm going to tell you that she's on her way. It took a while, but we were able to get her bite into the right position, and then she's able to chew now. We built up her teeth, and she's so happy, and she's 78 years old, and she's active. She goes and walks and runs 3 times out of the week. She is super healthy. She is doing whatever she can to get back into a better state where she can continue to live. I had a 28-year-old this week. He's very proactive. He wants to know what's going on because he's been sick. He's had been tired. He's had chronic fatigue. He's had this for the last 10 years. So he's 28 years old and he has all these problems. He's been going to the best alternative doctors around. Doesn't want to take medicine, been going to alternative doctors. Told me he spent $3,000 on supplements. And all of this is not working. He thought he had mercury poisoning. He went in and got his mercury test, did the hair test, did all of these tests, and is trying to remove the mercury and the metals from his body. He has never had a mercury filling in his life, so it's not dental related. It's for some reason his body can't excrete mercury, but that is not helping. He came in, we did our exam. We did a 3D x-ray, a cone beam CT scan. It's the x-ray that I talk about all the time that most dentists do not have. They don't use it because it's not standard of care, and it's so expensive to have this equipment. I'm going to tell you, with this equipment, with this technology, and with our testing, we're able to figure out things that most doctors, even the best alternative doctors, do not know about and do not see. When they come in, we look, we do the exam, and then we figure out that their problem lies in an infection under a tooth that no other person can figure out. Once we figured out the infection, I was great upfront. I tell you how it is. I tell you what I would do if it were my mouth. When I tell you that this is the problem, I can feel confident that they're getting toxins out from your body, and I can feel really confident that they'll be on their way to health. Now, I don't promise you that you're going to improve, but I can tell you that your body will thank you when you start removing toxins from your body. So what we did is this 28-year-old, I tied it to his neurological problems and also his thyroid. His tooth is on the upper left-hand side, tooth number 14. No history on the tooth, no decay, no root canal, no metal crowns, no fillings, nothing. But there's an infection. And what we're finding out is that these infections are pretty nasty and they can cause all of those problems. So we're getting him scheduled. He's excited. He's ready to move forward. He's scheduled, and we're going to go ahead and provide that for him. Another patient a couple weeks ago came in, same thing, same tooth, opposite side. Young woman in her early 30s, has had all these problems, has been through all the cleanses, does everything, gone to the acupuncture, has gone to the chiropractor, has gone to all these people, finally came to me. Was referred to our office by the Center for Advanced Medicine. They said that she has a couple mercury fillings and has a metal bar, a metal retainer that goes on the lower of her teeth. But what I figured out was I don't look at what the problem that they came in for. I basically erase all of that, and I just figure out, and I figure out what's going on in your body that needs the most attention. You've heard of this analogy. It's called the onion. You peel off the outer layer, and then you peel off the next outer layer, and then finally you get down to the true problem. Well, with our x-ray and with our testing, we were able to figure out that it wasn't the mercury fillings, it wasn't the metal, but it was an infection underneath the tooth. This is an alive tooth, a vital tooth. But we're able to figure out where the infection is. We went in there that day, because it was that serious, to clean it out. Now, mind you, she's had brain fog. She's woken up every day for the last 20 years, okay, with these problems. Okay, she can't sleep, her energy, she's constantly tired, all of these problems. Well, we figured out that this tooth is related to the thyroid, and I tested the thyroid, and the thyroid was stressed. And when the thyroid was stressed, these are all the problems that you can have. You can have low energy thyroid, because your thyroid is a part of your endocrine system and your hormones. So when you have these problems, we go ahead and identify, is there a tooth problem related to it? Well, lo and behold, we went ahead and did the surgery. That evening, we removed the infections. When we removed the infections, and of course she was sore because we did the surgery. We injected her with biocompatible material. We cleaned it out with ozone water. We sewed it back up. We didn't put any bone graft in there. We didn't put anything foreign. We just allowed the blood to heal. Blood is the most natural healer. Your body knows how to heal. So when we removed the toxins from the mouth, I checked. She called back 3 days later because the suture was bothering her, and we wanted to take out the suture. But she told me from that night forward, and then I saw her again a week later. So for about a week and a half, she did not have any of those health issues since the day that we did the surgery. This is what we do. My listeners, K-Praise listeners, listeners of Let's Talk Dentistry, my patients know about this. My listeners know about this. We figure out the toxin, the roadblock, which is keeping you from health. It may be in your mouth, it may not be in the mouth, but this dentistry is so remarkable. It is the reason why I do what I do. It is the reason why Let's Talk Dentistry and the Center for Natural Dentistry, our website, is one of the most popular ones out. People call from all over the world in order to see us. And you are very fortunate, if you're in this listening area, to have dentists that are close by that can help identify the root cause of these problems. Now, I want to talk a little bit today about this type of dentistry, which is holistic dentistry or natural dentistry or biological dentistry or nutritional dentistry, alternative dentistry, however you want to call it. It's quite unique. It's really different than regular dentistry. However, I want to premise this with something. I want to clarify that not all dentists, not all biological dentists are the same. I'm going to give you an example. One of the more popular procedures that we do in our office is we remove infections in the jawbone. And the reason why we move the infections in the jawbone, because we're not supposed to have infections in the jawbones, and infections in the jawbones do affect our overall health. They cause infections elsewhere in the body. So we want to remove these infections. Well, I found out that a patient came to see me, and then they went to see this other biological dentist. They heard that we are doing these type of infection surgeries, and they tried to do it themselves. Well, they did it themselves. They put a bone graft in the jawbone. The patient didn't know that this was the first time this dentist did it, and it was all a problem. Her problems started to get worse. And when it started to get worse, he came back to our office and said, I should have come here first. Because what happened was is that she had the surgery done and she had a she had a bone graft that she's not compatible with. And she had two titanium implants placed into her jaw, which she's compatible with the titanium implants, but they were not placed in the right direction, and they were placed in bone that was dirty. So if you put implants in an infected bone, guess what? They're not going to work really well. They're going to fail. And so what she has to do is we need to go in there and we need to clean everything out and possibly take out the implants and place new implants and clean out the bone infection. All of this hard work, a lot of this money has to be it costs money to do this again. All of this could have been avoided if we would have understand that every single dentist is different. Listen up. There is no school for this type of dentistry. I have learned this the hard way. Well, the hard way, the right way, one of the two, where I go out and I search out who's the best one, where's the knowledge behind this, what is the rationale, how do we do this? I get tested, I get certified, I learn from the best of the best, and then when I figure out what the best is, I keep on learning it and figuring out how can I do this better. In the last 3 years since we opened our practice, we have developed of all these new systems, we've added new procedures and we subtracted new procedures. And what we have done is we've honed in on our skill and we're really, really good at identifying the root cause of problems and really making a strong stand against certain subjects. So if you are interested in becoming a patient of ours, I'm going to tell you now is a good time to call because you won't be in for the next 2 months. We are close to not accepting any more new patients. That's how busy we are. Dr. Goddess and I, we talked about this. I mean, we're close to not even doing cleanings. That's how busy we are. And it's taking a toll on us. So if you want to become a patient, do not wait until pain comes around. Do not wait until your finances come around. Do not wait, because by the time you know it, years will pass. And when years pass, the problem has gotten worse. And when the problem has gotten worse, you get more desperate. When you get more desperate and you want to come to see us, but you can't see us because we're so busy, then you go see another dentist and you're going to be desperate and you're going to get treatment for the wrong tooth, or you get the wrong treatment, or they get overzealous and they do too much, or they don't get to the root cause. That's what happens every single time. And this biological or this holistic dentistry is not embraced by most dentists. It is not embraced by the general dental community or the medical community. It's not embraced. So they're going to say that this is false, or this is not true, or there's no science behind it, or there's no school behind it. Look us up online. You'll see all the stuff that say, oh, this is not true, or they're not qualified. Well, I was going online and we have a video about root canals, and all I did one time about 3 years ago is I took out my camera and I said, go ahead and speak. This patient, she had her root canal taken out. She had ringing in her ears and all of these problems. And we posted a video. We posted it on YouTube. And we posted it on YouTube, and we're going to see all these comments from other doctors saying, oh, that's this placebo effect, which is an effect that where the mind is everything. And then they're going to say, oh, it was the cavity that caused all of this, or it was her obesity or her lack of health. Or it's, oh, that person is not qualified to say that because they're not an endodontist or not a specialist in it. You're going to see this out there. And I'm going to tell you that you need to decide what's right for you. Because these doctors or these dentists, they only know what they know. And if they are attacked, if you question their training, they're going to get very upset because they're going to start taking it personal. And that's what we see time and time again. If you go to the wrong dentist, if you go to the wrong healthcare professional, if you're given the wrong advice, if you're given recommended the wrong treatment, it will not only cost you more in the long run as far as giving out the money costing, but it will cost you in the disease that you may get. We don't want to introduce new toxins into your body, and that's what we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry. We introduced good products. We know how to test the compatibility of every single product that we provide. I mean, our testing has gone out of the roof. We've been able to figure out what are the priorities going on inside your mouth. We don't just automatically say, oh, every single metal has to be taken out. The root canals need to be taken out. The implants need to be taken out. That partial needs to be taken out. No. What we do is we figure out the root cause, the biggest problem going on, and then we address that problem first, because the results will speak for themselves. Once you start getting the results, you're going to start loving what we do and why we do it, and you're going to start telling other people. I have a patient that came in this past week, and she's wonderful. Her whole life has been turned around when she started to do the dentistry that we recommended and changed her diet. When those two items alone, the dentistry and the diet, she has become so much healthier, and she's telling everyone about us. Yesterday, we took out her last wisdom tooth. Her wisdom tooth is infected, and it's been infected, and she's around 60 years old. And it's been infected for a long time, and other dentists don't want to take it out because it's going to be difficult to take it out, and there are possible complications. Possible complications is that there can be nerve damage, and if it's buried, just go ahead and keep it. But with our x-rays, with our three-dimensional x-rays and our testing, we were able to figure out that there is a big infection behind the impacted wisdom tooth. And so we saved this tooth for last. She said that she was looking forward to have this tooth taken out for weeks because this is the one that's causing her problems. So we decided to go ahead and do it. Yesterday, we took out the wisdom tooth and the socket looked, it was fine. There was no infection in the socket. But what I did was I gently removed part of the socket, and right behind the socket was a whole cavern. There was so much infection behind the tooth socket. Oh, it was incredible. We removed all of the infection out of her mouth. We cleaned it all out, and she is now on her way to health. Other dentists, other doctors don't identify this stuff. So we want you to understand that what we do is extremely important to your overall health. She's been taking antibiotics for so long. Now she's going to be on the road to recovery because we identified the root cause of the problem. Give us a call at the Center for Natural Dentistry. Our telephone number is 760-536-1199. Remember that number or go online at trynaturaldentistry.com. We have amazing things going on at our office. We're going to be developing a course where we're going to show you how to take supplements. You may be taking 10, 20, 30 supplements, and you may be taking all these pills, but how do you know which pill is good for you? That's what we're going to be teaching. It's the Center for Natural Dentistry is going to teach a course about supplement taking. Okay, I don't want you to take every supplement. If you figure out a new supplement's good for your heart health, I don't want you to start adding it without knowing if it's good for you. So if you're interested in taking that course, I introduced it last week. You need to give us your name, telephone number, and email address. And on our message right now, 760-536-1199. That's our office line. We're closed right now. But if you want to schedule an appointment, or if you want to schedule or be on our list to learn how to do this, we're building an interest list right now, 760-536-1199. Well, we'll teach you how to take supplements and figure out which supplement to take and how much of it. It's amazing process. You'll save a lot more money. You'll not be wasteful, and you'll get the results that you need. That's what we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry. We're focusing on you, your overall health. It is that important. Start to choose health over disease. As you look back and you understand what your body has gone through, and you sit down right now and you make a decision. You make a decision of, am I going to choose something that's going to improve my health, or am I going to choose something that's going to be harmful to my health? It could be what you're eating right now. It could be what you're breathing. It could be what you're thinking. It could be the healthcare practitioner. It could be what you're reading or what you're not doing. Either way, what you're doing right now is most likely going to cause you to live longer or shorten your lifespan. if you want to have a debilitating disease, if you want to have a chronic illness, okay, then don't learn. You really need to go out and figure out what's best for you, what's best for your spouse, what's best for your family members, your children, because holistic health is where it's at. I want you to go out on the internet, go to our website, trynaturaldentistry.com. I'll see you next week. This is Dr. Marvin on Let's Talk Dentistry, 8:30. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.